Hello, Margaret. I'm trying to get here something on note 8, and this is about creativity. Back to the point, the one-pointed focus. I might have to do this in two pieces, as this is quite long. I'll have to watch the time re recording this. Okay, it starts. I'm just talking about the two, three, four pages where it ends at my expense with the poet there. But this is very thought-provoking. For instance, that Einstein rejected the idea of a dynamic or a static. No, excuse me, the contracting or expanding state of the universe. You might be aware that in shamanism we distinguish five different axes, right? And this has to do with everything you're writing here, and I will come back to Einstein later on this one. So the first axis is in the human body. The second axis is in and through the Earth. The third one is to the polar star, from the North Pole to the polar star. The fourth one is in the multidimensionality, and the fifth one is through the primordial sound, as Joschka explained it. And there we have to experience, we have to imagine that beyond the primordial sound, so beyond, before the vibration, there is a void, a nothing, an emptiness, which is not an emptiness. Actually, it is something which has a seed waiting to germ, to sprout. Actually, it is the universe. It's the state of the universe where the whole universe will express itself. In Taoism, and also in Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, I will come to that, but in Taoism they call this the Wu Qi state of the universe. Wu Qi meaning no life force, without life force, opposed to Tai Chi, which means great life force. So in shamanism, as well as in Taoism and in Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, we accept the idea that both states, the Wu Qi and the Tai Chi, the with life force and without life force, exist at the same moment, always. And this is why I started with the five axes, because they always exist at the same time. We are part of the Earth. We are a Mandelbrot symmetry with the Earth, but we are also a Mandelbrot symmetry with the universe. Or because the Earth belongs to the universe, the planetary system, the solar system belongs to the universe. So it is all very entangled with each other, and the same principles actually are working on all levels. Okay, I will interrupt here and then come back with 082, because I don't know how many megabyte this thing is, and then I can't send it by mail. That's the only reason.